You are listening to American Political Paradise with Noah Vonenfels. So, welcome back to another episode of American Political Paradise, or if you're new listener, welcome to this unique political podcast. In this episode of American Political Paradise, I will be talking to you about informing you about whether or not President Biden and former President Trump should publicly agree to one or more presidential debates before November 5th, 2024. So, there's a Hill article titled "News Outlets Push Biden and Trump to Publicly Agree to Debates" by Steph Danielle Thomas for April 14th, 2024. A coalition of media outlets published a statement Sunday, April 14th, urging President Biden and former President Trump to publicly commit to debates ahead of the November election. Quote, "General election debates have a rich tradition in American democracy, having played a vital role in every presidential election of the past 50 years, dating to 1976, unquote, the news organization wrote, "and each of those elections, tens of millions have tuned in to watch for candidates debating side by side in a competition of ideas for the votes of American citizens," unquote. The group noted that the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, which has sponsored the debates since 1988, has already announced dates, times, and eligibility criteria for 2024 debates and urge for candidates to make the decision about participating now. Quote, "though it is too early for invitations to be extended but to any candidates, it's not too early for candidates who expect to meet the eligibility criteria to publicly state their support for and their intention to participate in the commission's debates planned for this fall," unquote. The outlets wrote, quote, "if there's one thing Americans can agree on during this polarized time, it is that the stakes of this election are exceptionally high," unquote. They added, quote, "amidst that backdrop, there is simply no substitute for the candidates debating with each other and before the American people. Their visions for the future of a nation," unquote. Biden and Trump both earned enough delegates to clinch their respective primaries earlier this year, paving the way for a rematch of the 2020 election. For Biden to agree to a debate, saying he would meet anytime, any place. His campaign wrote to the commission earlier this week, requesting them to move up the timeline for planned debates. Trump, who was absent from GOP debate stage for cycle, has argued the two presumptive nominees have an obligation to face off ahead of the election, adding that it is for the good of our country. The incumbent has not ruled out debates, but said last month that his decision is dependent on Trump's behavior. The two candidates to make the decision sooner rather than later. The outlets include ABC News, the Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, C-SPAN, NPR, and PBS NewsHour, among others. News Nation, owned by the Hill's parent company, NetStar Media Group, also signed onto a statement. So in 20, there are a few established formats Let's see. How Personal Debates Work by Josh Clark, Melanie Rescu, McManus on HowStuffWorks.com by Dio Debate. It goes on to say, there are a few established formats for debates. Under the moderator format, a debate is hosted by a single person, sometimes two, usually a TV journalist who poses questions to the candidates, directs them to rebut and manages response times. Usually the candidates stand at podiums across from each other. Sometimes they sit at the same table with a moderator in between to encourage a more informal exchange. In the panelist format, the single moderator is replaced with several people. A town hall meeting format has members of the audience asking questions. This format is meant to create the most spontaneous atmosphere of the three types. I think this article is published in 2019 or 2020, but it says for 2020 there was so in 2020 in the election cycle of 2020 there was three presidential debates. Apparently, each of the debates was 90 minutes long. Was going to be 90 minutes long. Will have one moderator and a limited number of attenders due to COVID-19 pandemic. When this article is talking about the 2020 election cycle, and the debates will be divided into 6 15-minute sections, each on a different topic. One of the three debates will be in a town hall format, according to the Washington Post. To qualify for a presidential debate, a candidate has to have a statistically feasible chance of being able to win a majority of the votes available in the electoral college. The formula for determining this chance is based on number of states with ballots on which the candidate's name appears. The number of states a candidate could win simply by appearing on a ballot. The candidate also must have at least 15% support among the national electorate, according to 5 national public opinion serving organizations, before debates begin. And then, if we get to Wikipedia, which I know is the best source, but I use it, it says the United States Presidential Debates History. During presidential elections campaigns in the United States, it has become customary for candidates to engage in one or more debates. The topics discussed in the debate are often the most controversial issues of the time, and arguably, elections have been nearly decided by these debates. Candidate debates are not constitutionally mandated, but they are now considered intrinsic part of the election process. The debates are targeted mainly at undecided voters, those who tend not to be partial or to any political ideology or party. Presidential debates are held late in the election cycle, after the political parties have nominated their candidates. The candidates meet in a large town hall, often at a university, before an audience of citizens. The formats of debates have varied, with questions sometimes posed from one or more journalist moderators, and in other cases, members of the audience. Debate formats established during 1888 through 2000 campaigns were governed in detail by a secret memoranda of understanding between the two major candidates. The MOU, or the Memoranda of Understanding, for the 2004 debates was, unlike the earlier agreements, jointly released to the public by participants. Debates have been broadcast live on television, radio, and in recent years for web. The first debate from the 1960 election drew over 66 million viewers out of a population of 179 million, making it one of the most watched broadcasts in U.S. television history. The 1980 debates drew 80 million viewers out of a population of 226 million. Recent debates have drawn smaller audiences ranging from 46 million for the first 2000 debate to a high of over 67 million the first debate in 2012. A record-breaking audience of over 84 million people watched the first 2016. And then if we get to... It's, and then continues on to talk about the history of presidential debates. And in that, in the Wikipedia information about presidential, United States presidential debates, it continues to, it says, since 1976, each presidential election has featured a series of presidential debates. Vice presidential debates have been held regularly since 1984. Vice presidential debates have been largely uneventful and have historically had little impact on the election. Perhaps most memorable moment in the vice presidential debate came in the 1988 debate between Republican Dan Quayle and Democrat Lloyd Bentsen. Quayle's selection by the incumbent vice president and Republican presidential candidate George Bush was widely criticized, one reason being his relative lack of experience. In the debate, Quayle attempted to ease this fear by stating that he had as much experience as JFK did when he ran for president in 1960. Democrat Bentsen countered with a now famous statement, Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you know Jack Kennedy, unquote. Rules and format. Some of the debates can feature the candidates standing behind the podiums or in conference tables with moderator on the other side. Depending on the grade of format, either the moderator or an audience member can be the one to ask questions. Typically, there are no opening statements, just closing statements. A coin toss determines who gets to answer first question and who will make the closing remarks first. Each candidate will get audience. Once asked, the candidate has 2 minutes to answer the question. After this, the opposing candidate has around one minute to respond and rebut her or his arguments. At the moderator's discretion, the discussion of a question may be extended by 30 seconds per candidate. In the recent debates, colored lights resembling traffic lights have been installed to aid the candidate as to time left, with green indicating 30 seconds, yellow indicating 15 seconds, and red indicating only 5 seconds are left. If necessary, a buzzer may be used or a flag. So now I'm gonna play a video from the first 2020 presidential debate in the United States between Joe Biden, between then presidential Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and then President Donald Trump and now former.
We welcome the Republican nominee, President Trump, and the
I should clarify, these are just the top moments that display the partisan, the bickering, and what can happen in a debate, in a presidential debate, such as the last major one, such as these highlights from the first presidential debate in 2020 between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and all the craziness that happened in this debate. And these are just from highlights of the craziness that happened in the first debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump in 2020. So, here we go.
We welcome the Republican nominee, President Trump, and the Democratic nominee, Vice President Biden.
I beat Bernie Sanders.
Not by much.
I beat him a whole hell of a lot. I'm here standing facing you.
Pocahontas would have left 2 days early. You would have lost every primary.
All he knows how to do
Super
is
Super Tuesday. You got
look,
very lucky.
Here's the deal. I got very lucky. I'm going to get very lucky tonight as well. And tonight I'm going to make sure because here's the deal. Here's the deal. The fact is that everything he's saying so far is simply a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He has,
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. The wrong guy, the wrong night, at the wrong time.
Listen, you agreed with Bernie Sanders to the manifesto.
The whole idea.
Let him.
There is no manifesto, number
please
one.
Please let him speak, Mr. President.
Number two.
He just lost the left.
Number two.
You just lost the left. You agreed with Bernie Sanders on a plan.
Folks, do you have any idea what this bomb's doing?
Socialized medicine.
Let people know. You're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question? The question is, radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Gentlemen, I think this is so unprecedented.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on.
A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing.
Let's have this debate.
And if you would have had, let me just tell you something, Joe. No, if you would have had the charge of what I was put through, I had to close the greatest economy in the history of our country. And by the way, now it's being built again.
We're going to get to the economy in the next segment, sir.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. President, I'm asking you a question. Will you tell us how much you paid in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017?
Millions of dollars.
You paid millions of dollars?
Millions of dollars,
so
yes.
Not 750.
Millions of dollars, and you'll get to see it.
He says he's smart because he can take advantage of the tax code. And he does take advantage of the tax code. That's why I'm going to eliminate the Trump tax cuts. And
well, why didn't you do it over the last 25 years?
Because you weren't president, screwing things up.
You were a senator, and
you're the worst president America has ever had.
Let me just tell you, Joe. I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They're called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that.
And I'll tell you what, from a common sense, it means
you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to, these people aren't equipped to handle it, number one. Number two, they cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket three days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified.
Yes, and here's the deal. They count the ballots, as you pointed out. Some of these ballots in some states can't even be opened until election day. And if there's thousands of ballots, it's going to take time to do it. And by the way, our military, they've been voting by ballots for since the end of the Civil War, in effect. And that's what's going to happen. Why is it for them somehow not fraudulent? It's the same process. It's honest. No one has established at all that there is fraud related to mail-in ballots.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups, sure, and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically do
it? I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. You want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing.
Proud supremacists and right
proud boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing.
FBI director.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa is an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what his FBI. His FBI director said.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So there was a crazy moment from the first 2020 presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And that's just to give you a clue of what can happen during the presidential debate, especially presidential election cycle in 2020. And so the news outlets are pushing Biden and Trump to publicly agree debates, as I read the Hill article. And you know what? I find this compelling because honestly, we will need at least one or two debates between President Biden and former President Trump. Because if we don't have them, how are we going to see the differences between the two and what their views on like abortion, like, what does Trump, would he sign a national abortion ban if Republicans were to be in charge of both the House of Representatives and the Senate? Would Trump then sign a national abortion ban? That's a question I think he's already answered that recently, but like, what would he do in terms of abortion ban policy or IVF or other policy stuff? And then, really, it'd be to highlight, but I mean, this general election, general election debates have a rich tradition in American democracy. And I mean, it's just crazy to think that if Trump and Biden do not agree to one or more debates, at least 3 debates between each other before November 5th, 2024, then how are we going to be able to hear the two candidates and decide, or at least have the undecided voters be able to see the differences between the two major party candidates? Because that is how normally in every election cycle, the people in America get to see the two major party presidential candidates debate each other and really go at it in really crazy and unafraid style, like you heard from that clip, YouTube clip, of the highlights from the first 2020 presidential debate between Trump and Joe and Biden. I mean, Trump went at Biden so much that you thought he was just like at that he thought that you would have thought that they were actually in the same, that you would have thought that they were, there was no moderator, but there was moderator. And it's important to see the differences, even in a debate, in a style of a debate, presidential debate, because then we actually get to hear them debate each other, even if it is as the one in 2020 was crazy, like a fight and everything. I mean, the ones in 2020 between Biden and Trump were just, like, Trump went at Biden so much that you would have thought that Biden would not be to get any more, speaking time in. But Biden tried to attack Trump on the same type of things that Trump was attacking Biden on. Like, Biden, you know, that was just how it was. And honestly, these debates need to happen because, honestly, without them, I don't think that we're able to see, especially at Biden's older age that he is now, and compared to how he was in 2020, Biden was more together with Evan in 2020. Now he's so Biden is 81 right now, 81 years old, according when I looked it up, and Trump is 76, 77, and so, but do we really, I mean, voters need to decide if they want a candidate like Biden, who is really old, and who we need someone, as I've told you, my listeners, before. I believe that Biden should have stepped down and allowed someone younger in the Democratic Party to be nominated to run for president in 2024. Because Biden's been in politics so long that it seems like he's really done nothing outside of politics his whole life. And it would allow someone younger and better and him to just say, hey, you know what, I gave it all my best. I tried to be pressed. I tried my best, and I signed bipartisan laws and legislation in my 4 years as president. And you know, it's time to step down. Let someone better and younger, and someone. It's time to allow the Democratic Party to move on from me, Biden, and move on to someone else. And the country Democratic Party change direction or someone else in charge of it. That's how I wish Biden would have done it, but we know he didn't. And he's running for president in 2024. And that's the concern I think a lot of voters have in mind, because Trump may not all the times, he sometimes shows that his age is a little bit of a concern, but not as much as Biden. So how do I get that a debate would be better, a presidential debate between Trump and Biden would be to hopefully show that Biden is still up to the task of being president, even at his old age, or even at the age that he is, as he is 81 years old. And Trump is like 77 or 78 years old, from my understanding. And it will just show you that Biden is stubbed to the task of speaking without a teleprompter, or he can speak without having cue cards or anything like that. It will just show you that he is still up to the task of being president another 4 years, because a lot of people would say, oh, but can President Biden go up against Trump in another presidential debate again after what happened in all three presidential debates between Trump and Biden in 2020. But that's to be determined, I think. And that's where we get into this business of will President Biden even commit to participating in presidential debates between him and Trump. Because, as Biden said, it really depends at me participating. Biden said it really depends on him participating with in a debate between and debates between him and Trump depends on Trump's behavior, which doesn't make sense to me because, you know, Trump's gonna do what he wants to do, even though he has 4 criminal trials this year, right now, today was the first opening day of his New York City, New York, hush money, Stormy Daniels, criminal trial in New York. I believe it was in New York City. So that's just one thing Trump might have other things going on if him and Biden are going to debate each other before November 5th, 2024. So that's another thing that might cause Trump not to be able to participate in a presidential debate between him and Biden. But we have to see if any of Trump's criminal trials will collide with any of the presidential debates that might be scheduled between Trump and Biden. That's another whole thing, is if any of Trump's criminal trials this year will be in the same time frame as any of the presidential debates between Trump and Biden. I feel like that's gonna be interesting to see if any of Trump's criminal trials like are around the same time as any of the presidential debates between Trump and Biden. So there's that. And honestly, we want debates because debates are what we live for in United States politics. Because then you could say, hey, my candidate won this debate, or not necessarily won, but like my candidate actually like was better spoken for the issues in this debate between my candidate and the other candidate. Or you could say, hey, the other guy did not do so good, but he still spoke for himself as the leading political presidential candidate for the Republican or Democratic Party. So it's that, and as I see it. So, really, as the main point of this episode is that Americans need two or three debates between Biden and Trump from like August of 2024 to November 5th, 2024. At least between that time frame. And there needs to be a vice presidential debate between Vice President Harris and whoever Trump's vice president pick is going to be, which I think is going to be interesting topic for another episode of American Political Paradise sometime soon. So that's the main point I think that you should take away from this episode. So let's get into the top 8 political headlines that you need to know about. The Supreme Court allowed Idaho to enforce felony ban on gender affirming care for minors. And then Arizona court upholds state's 1864 total abortion ban. President Biden is canceling student debt for more than 277,000 borrowers. And then also another political headline that you need to know about is the last USS Arizona survivor of Pearl Harbor attack died on April 1st, 2024. Kentucky U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell will serve out a full Senate, will serve out his full the full Senate term of his through 2026. Wisconsin governor signed a bill requiring schools to teach Asian American history. And then get this. This is a pretty good headline, I think. And a pretty cool and unique political headline that you need to know about. A Texas man is running for president under the name literally anybody else. That is pretty cool, I think. And then a third South Dakota tribal nation bans South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, from their reservation. So I want to end this. I want to say thank you for listening to this political podcast. I just want to say thank you for listening to this episode of American Political Paradise. American Political Paradise. I truly hope you learned something about politics in the United States, or just about the government, or just about the United States election cycle, or just anything politics in general. Listen to this episode. And if you feel this podcast is worthy of a 5-star or a 30-star review, then feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or even Spotify. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day. May God bless you.